Patriot tight end Ben Watson. Good morning, Ben. How are you this Friday morning?
Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Hey, Ben, in my estimation, and maybe I'm dead wrong on this, I think the most surprising story in the NFL, at least thus far in the season, is Denver being 4-0. And I'm wondering, having watched the film this week in preparation for Denver, what did you see in the film that has this defense allowing, if you can believe it, less than 7 points a game? Are they doing with the smoke and mirrors, or are they lucky, or are they good?
I think they're good. I think they're very good. They have a lot of veteran players. You know, they got Dawkins, you know, Bailey, Dumerville. They got guys who are really, you know, pushing the whole offense. And they got a lot of veteran players. So it's not surprising that Josh has those guys working together, has them, you know, playing well. It's not like they've got a bunch of rookies.
Are they a physical defense? Are they a blitzing defense? Are they a finesse defense? What are we going to see Sunday?
You know, I think they're a little combination of both. They do blitz. They do blitz a lot. They're not an overly, you know, what you would consider physical defense, but they are physical and they are fast. You know, so I think, you know, the combination of both, whereas last week, you know, everybody talked about how physical the Ravens are, and they are. It's a different kind of defense. You know, they're still physical, but they're fast also.
Hey, obviously, Ben, with Fred Taylor going down, it's a big blow to your running game. I'm guessing your solution to this problem would be to throw to the tight end a lot more?
Yeah, just throw the tight end, you know, the five-yard gains. That'll work for the running game. Fine by me.
You know, I'm wondering what it's like for you against Denver, because you've done okay. You've had a pretty good career. You're having a terrific season so far. But still, when people think Ben Watson, they think about Denver, they think about Champ Bailey, and just this unbelievable effort. And I always say, if I'm a coach, a high school coach, a college coach, I show that video. I say, here's a guy who didn't quit. Here's a guy who never gave up on the play. Did that change your life? Did that define who you are as a football player?
I don't know about that, defining who I am. And the funny thing is that same play has happened to me a couple times before that. I can remember being in college, University of Georgia, and we were playing Clemson University, and the running back fumbled, and, you know, the defense picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown, and none of us chased him. Nobody on offense chased the guy. So the next day in practice, Coach Rick had us running and running and running, and he said, anytime anybody fumbles a ball or throws an interception, you chase him. I don't care how far away you are or anything. Fast forward a couple weeks later, we're playing Alabama, and a quarterback throws an interception. And kind of almost the same play as Chan Bailey happened. I run down and I catch him on, you know, the one-yard line. This time everybody's chasing the guy because obviously we didn't want to run in practice the next day. And so it was kind of, you know, the same thing that happened, you know, a couple years ago up in Denver. You know, it's an interception and you just chase the guy. I mean, you're just doing your job, you know, trying to make the tackle. So it's not something that kind of just happened, which, you know, stuff never just happens on a football field. It's always a series of, you know, practicing and perfecting it.
Ben, have you and Champ ever talked about it? Has he come up to you and said, I hate you for doing this? Or do you come up and go, aha, I got you from behind? Has it ever been discussed between you guys?
It has been discussed a couple times because, you know, Champ went to Georgia too. And so, you know, I played with his younger brother, Boss, at Georgia. But, you know, Champ would come in the off season, and, you know, I was definitely a fan of his, you know, because I was a few years younger. And, you know, so we've always, you know, talked and joked about it. And then when we go back to Georgia, you know, people always bring it up, you know, kind of a laughing matter. But, you know, just one of those things.
We're talking about Patriot tight end Ben Watson. And, Ben, since Josh McDaniels knows the Patriots playbook backwards and forwards, and the Patriots know Josh's playbook backwards and forwards, do both head coaches feel compelled to add some wrinkles so that there's something new in the game plan on Sunday?
You know, I think they both want to add some wrinkles, but I think the primary focus is to just execute better than the other team. You know, obviously we know them, you know, we know their offense, they know our offense. You know, it's almost going to be like, you know, a lot of a mirror back and forth, you know, watching some of the plays against each other. But it all comes down to execution. And when you have a team that knows you well, you know them well, it's just a matter of who can execute those plays better, who makes less mistakes, who can make the other team make mistakes. That's what it's going to boil down to.
I always wonder that. How much surprise is there? Because, hell, every week you're playing guys, whether it's Kevin O'Connell or Josh McDaniels. I mean, every week you're playing somebody who knows something about your offense, something about your tendencies. If every team handed the other team their playbook before the game, would the best team win?
Exactly. There's no guarantee that by handing another team your playbook, you know, you're going to lose that game. It comes down to execution because, like you said, the NFL is filled with guys who have been on multiple teams, coaches that have been on multiple teams, GMs that have been on multiple teams. So everybody knows everybody to a certain extent. I mean, obviously there's times when you know, there's a brand new, you know, offense or a surprise, like the Wildcat was a surprise. But, you know, for the most part, everybody kind of knows what everybody's going to try to do by the time you get to the game on Sunday.
Hey, Ben, is the thin mile-high air real or imagined for visiting athletes?
It's real. I mean, I guess if you pull out the oxygen meter, it's real. But as far as playing there, I haven't really experienced, you know, any extra fatigue or anything like that. I played there twice. And, once you're playing the game, it really doesn't seem to be a factor.
It would seem to me, Ben, that the most frustrating part of what it is you guys do for a living, well, among the most frustrating parts, is the injury factor in the National Football League. But it's so common,
yeah.
It's so every single day. When you see somebody who appeared to be as much as a potential contributor as Fred Taylor was going to be to this football team this year go down with that injury, are the injuries so common that you just go, well, that's business, let's move on, get the next body in here and move on? Or do teammates look at this and say, I can't believe we got to go through this yet again?
Well, you know, that's kind of how you have to be, and that's why there's always, people waiting in the wings. You know, the coaches always have guys on speed dial back home that they can call and bring up for the roster. But it's still tough, and it's hard to see somebody like Fred go down with an injury. You know, I've been a fan of his, you know, for a long time. He's been a great player down in Jacksonville and a great player here, too, and it's always tough. You know, when a veteran guy like that goes down, you feel for him. You know, I feel bad that, you know, the injury happened to him. But it is part of the game, and it's something that everybody has to deal with.
Hey, Ben, final question for me. Winning on the road, they say, in the National Football League is a very difficult thing to do. Why is that? Other than, of course, the crowd noise and the energy they bring to the hometown team, what are the two or three things that make winning on the road much more difficult than winning at home?
Well, those things you mentioned are major factors. And then you factor in, you know, the travel, you know, just being in new surroundings. You know, a lot of times you're used to playing, you know, in your own stadium. That's where you play it eight times a year. I'm sorry. And, you know where the clock is. You know how the field is. You know where the bad spots are. You know how the wind blows. Mm-hmm. So there's always these new intricacies when you go to a new stadium. And then when you add in the crowd noise, you add in the momentum for the other team, the way that they feed off of their home, you know, the home crowd, it's really important for you to start fast. And, you know, that's the emphasis of ours, to try to start fast on the road, because the toughest thing is to go on the road and be in a long, drag-out battle and try to win it in the end. That's tough to do on the road. The best thing is to go out, start fast, you know, try to get ahead, try to take the crowd out of the game, and then you got a chance, so.
Hey, I'm wondering if Belichick has mentioned a forecast of 37 degrees and snow showers to you guys yet.
Man, I heard a rumor of that, and I was trying not to pay attention to it.
Not ready for that yet.
Maybe I'll put my head in the sand. It'll be 70 and sunny. I don't know.
Unlikely in Denver. But, Ben, thanks very much for the time. Good luck out in Denver. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks. Get well now.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Has some injuries. All right,
we're fighting through it. I'm not on the IR yet. Ben Watson with Dennis and Callahan.